the eclipse on Monday.
Yeah. That's happening all like in the north, right?
Yeah, upstate from Texas, right through the Midwest, into New York State, I guess Buffalo, Syracuse, portions of Vermont.
Yeah.
They say Airbnb is sold out.
Yeah, every hotel.
People going up there to look at this thing. Better use the right equipment, that's for sure. Yeah, you're right. Because you could put your eyes out.
Yeah.
So, that's... And the media is just going nuts over this.
They're super excited.
Mm-hmm. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Other stuff in the news. They've just announced that the upcoming hurricane season is expected to be a very busy one.
Yeah, lots of storms.
Weather Channel is going to love that. That's true. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan claims that illegal aliens could be hiding out in local schools. So he is proposing that we replace hall monitors with Border Patrol.
Right.
A study found that we are still not eating enough nuts and seeds.
Yeah, well, Hill and I, we eat lots of nuts and seeds, so it's good.
Yeah.
Are you regular?
Yeah. Hill's very regular. Actually, she gets a little gassy at night.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
A study found that marijuana users are twice as likely to experience a type of acute heart stress that resembles a heart attack.
Really?
What do they subscribe for that? Marijuana.
Oh, wow. So there you have it.
Mm-mm. And researchers say if you inherited the likelihood of heart disease from your parents, you can effectively override your genes by living a healthy lifestyle as opposed to hanging out on the couch and, eating bonbons.
Yeah, exactly.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. A little bit of wacky but true here. A clerk at a store in Kent, Washington, had several customers in line at about 8 a.m. and noticed when a man bypassed checkout carrying a bottle of booze and was headed for the front door.
Uh-oh.
So the clerk called after the man to say he had to pay for the bottle, but the man ignored him and just kept on walking.
I'm out of here.
Uh-oh, this guy's in trouble. Yeah, he was in enough of a hurry that he didn't notice who was standing in line. A couple of uniformed cops.
Mm-mm.
Cops went after him. They caught up and he realized who had grabbed him. And he said to the cops, "Come on, man, give me a break." But the officers not only had the man red-handed in theft, including a couple of burritos that he had slipped into his pockets.
Always grab a burrito when you're robbing a joint.
Mm-hmm. A computer check found that there was a warrant for his arrest on a different matter. From the Internet Work Studios at iNet Radio, it's the Mickey Golden Program with Mickey Golden, Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw.
Thank you so much. Always good to be here.
The Professor Fetso Puny. Hey, man, it's a ditty. President Bill Clinton.
Hey, man, why am I listed last?
Because you're getting paid more. And now he's Mickey Golden. There we go. Theme song to the Mickey Gordon program.
Because we paid for the rights.
Thank you for joining us today. Not quite famous Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. How about a history lesson?
Yeah, I'd like the history lesson.
Always good to learn from the past so we don't repeat the future.
Yeah,
that's true, man. But of course, you'd like another Clinton administration, wouldn't you?
Actually, yes.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, you can't do it.
Yeah.
This day in 1987, Married with Children debuted on Fox Television. It was huge.
Yeah. That was like one of their first shows, right? That and A Current Affair with Maury Povich.
Zong!
I remember that.
Current Affair.
Yeah.
1990, on this date, a Gulfport, Mississippi man discovered that his house had been stolen.
Really? The house?
The house was stolen?
Good God, how'd that happen?
Not only that, but police had escorted the thieves and the house out of town.
Yeah, on a big, one of them oversized loads.
Mm-hmm. 1993, on this date, Sherry Davis became the first female public address system announcer at a Major League Baseball park. She won the San Francisco Giants job over 499 others who had auditioned.
Good for her. Is she still there?
I don't know. That's a good question. 1994 on this date, a shocker in the world of rock, singer Kurt Cobain committed suicide in his home. I think that was in the Seattle area.
Yeah.
And his body was found on April 8th.
Wow. Several days later.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's been a lot of controversy over what really happened.
Yeah.
But that is the official story right there. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. What is going on over there?
Oh, sorry, I keep messing up.
We good now?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. 1999, on this date, thieves forced open a display case at the Criminals Hall of Fame Museum in Niagara Falls, Ontario, in Canada, and walked out with a life-sized wax figure of Adolf Hitler.
Oh, there's something to have.
Quite the conversation piece.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Didn't know they would actually have that. I didn't know there was a Criminals Hall of Fame Museum. I know a few presidents that could be in there.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. 2005, on this date, ABC News anchor Peter Jennings informed his viewers that he had lung cancer, and it was his final broadcast.
Man.
And that's a depressing one to end on.
Yep.
Unfortunately, that's today's history lesson. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. More stuff coming up. Hey, y'all. Wow, it's Mickey Gordon. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio.
Yeah.
Special events today.
Yeah.
Bill Bottoms Day. Walk to Work Day. Student Government Day.
Take over the campus day.
You know. Caramel Day. Dandelion Day. We like this one. Deep Dish Pizza Day.
Yeah, that's always good.
And Read a Roadmap Day.
Nobody does that anymore.
I just use Google.
It's true.
Birthdays for today.
Yeah.
Lily James from Pam and Tommy. And yesterday, 35 years old today, Haley Atwell from Marvel's, she's actually Marvel's Agent Carter.
Yeah.
42 years old today. Sterling K. Brown from This Is Us, 48. Rapper-producer Pharrell Williams, 51. Max Gale from Barney Miller. Remember him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's still going.
Yeah. 81 years old.
Man.
And Michael Moriarty from Ben Stone on Law & Order. Michael is 83 years old today.
Wow. That's something.
Then we got your number for the day today. The number is 75.
Yeah.
And 75 is the percentage of parents who say they are too busy to read bedtime stories to their children.
What a bunch of narcissists.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Thank you for listening today. We got our trashy showbiz report and celebrity update coming up.
Listen every day to the Mickey Gordon program.
Come on, man.
You're gonna love it.
Time for a trashy showbiz and celebrity update here on the Mickey Gordon program. All right, opening this weekend in theaters and also streaming, because that's, you know, now the thing.
Yeah. The only reason you want it in theaters is so you can get an Oscar nomination, I think.
I think you're right about that. In theaters, we got The First Omen, Monkey Man.
Yeah.
How to Date Billy Walsh is coming out on Prime Video, so we could watch that tonight.
Yeah.
Scoop is coming out on Netflix. And also The Antisocial Network, Memes to Mayhem, coming out on Netflix.
Yeah.
So we have all of that to look forward to. Mickey Gordon program from My Day Radio. Thank you for joining us. Trashy showbiz and celebrity update today. Legendary Entertainment has confirmed that Dune 3, to be titled Dune Messiah, is in development.
Oh, good, man. Oh, I was worried.
I was really worried all about that. Sean Combs, or P. Diddy.
Yeah. No, is that something wrong with P. Diddy?
No. Sean Combs has found himself in the middle of an explosive investigation.
Yeah.
You've probably heard about this. Last week, the FBI and U.S. Homeland Security raided the hip-hop mogul's home. Combs is the subject of an ongoing sex trafficking investigation.
Oh, you mean like an Epstein thing?
Yeah, apparently going down to the Caribbean or something. That's what they say. We can't sit here and accuse him.
No, we can't. No, I wouldn't do that. I know nothing. I tell you what, I know nothing. I bet.
But even after the feds raided his home, Diddy does not seem to be bothered.
No, nothing bothered Diddy.
A recent photo showed him in Miami, living it up.
Yeah, well, you know, when they're raiding your house, you might as well have a good time.
He and famed producer and reality star Stevie J were photographed riding bikes on South Beach.
Yeah, so they've been seen.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. More trashy showbiz and celebrity update. A little bit of gossip here.
No.
A singer by the name of Natasha Ramos has come forward claiming that Jennifer Lopez may not have provided the lead vocals for her iconic song, Jenny from the Block.
Oh, scandal.
That sounds like a major scandal.
Yeah, Ramos alleges that her own vocals were used in the chorus of the hit track, with Lopez's voice potentially being turned down.
Oh, so now they're getting into the nitty-gritty on this one, right?
Mm-hmm. This revelation has sparked a debate among fans who are now questioning the authenticity of the vocals in the song. Ramos, who was hired to sing background vocals for Lopez, expressed her frustration at not receiving proper credit or compensation for her work on the album. She revealed that she was paid a meager sum of $3,500 for recording multiple songs, including Jenny from the Block.
Uh-oh. The media don't have anything else this weekend. They'll jump on this.
Yeah. The singer believes that the record label may be at fault for the lack of recognition she received for her contributions. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. More of our trashy showbiz report and celebrity update coming up. Thanks for being here. iNet Radio's Mickey Gordon. We'll be right back. Mickey Gordon program for My Dad Radio. Time for our trashy showbiz and celebrity update to continue. Important note here, you know.
We've been paid to do this, right?
Yeah. The full trailer for the quirky stoner comedy Pool Man was released on Thursday.
Yeah, cool. Oh, yeah.
Easy over there. So, and that's all there is to it. I think Annette Bening and Danny DeVito are in this thing. Supposedly supposed to be a big deal. Yeah. But that's all we have. Maggie Gyllenhaal is switching gears from actress to director for her upcoming film, The Bride.
Nice.
Yeah, the punk-infused Frankenstein tale it's already generating buzz, especially with its stellar cast. So this reuniting with Gyllenhaal is Jesse Buckley, who takes on the role of Bride of Frankenstein. Kristen Bale joins the lineup as the monster, marking his first collaboration with Gyllenhaal since The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Gyllenhaal's husband, Peter, also makes an appearance alongside Hollywood veterans Annette Bening and Penelope Cruz.
Yeah.
The film promises a wild ride.
Yeah.
As it explores a lonely Frankenstein's journey to 1930s Chicago to create a companion.
Well, that's
just what we've all been waiting for. Mickey Gordon program for My Net Radio. Here's some positive trash.
Celebrity trash.
Yeah. Trashy showbiz update. The music world is buzzing after Paul McCartney gave his seal of approval to Beyonce's cover of their iconic song Blackbird.
Yeah.
Now, this is featured on her new album, Cowboy Carter. McCartney took to Instagram to express his admiration for Beyonce's rendition, praising how it amplifies the civil rights message that originally inspired him to write the song.
Yeah.
Released on March 29th, Cowboy Carter is a musical masterpiece consisting of 27 tracks, including a unique take on Dolly Parton's classic Jolene. Of course, everybody's been talking about this, and apparently the thing is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Are you ready for some new comedy gold from the talented Mindy Kaling?
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait. Oh, Mindy's hot. After the success of the Mindy Project, Mindy is back with a bang, this time with a new comedy called Murray Hill. The project was recently picked up by Hulu.
Yeah.
Murray Hill follows the lives of five work-driven 20-somethings who are determined to make it big professionally while also balancing personal happiness in the glamorous neighborhood of Manhattan.
Oh, cool.
I'll make a note of that.
Thank you, Professor.
Mickey Gordon program for My Dad Radio, Trashy Showbiz, and Celebrity Update. Here's some big news.
Yeah.
Gene Simmons and the gang cashing in.
Wow.
Yeah, legendary rock band Kiss has made a monumental decision, selling their brand, music catalog, and likeness to Pop House Entertainment for more than $300 million. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. Thank you for listening today. We will catch you next time. This is the Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. The Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. The Mickey Gordon program. Copyright 2024 Internetwork. iNet Radio.